This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So to kickstart today's show, I'm delighted to welcome and introduce Catherine Chapman, who's a photographer. Welcome, Catherine.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. So Catherine, we're going to be talking in detail about your new venture, Face to Face. Before we do that, can we talk a little bit around your life as a photographer? When did you get started?
So I started when my daughter was about 9 months old, so I was off on mat leave, and it was something that I'd always wanted to do. I picked up my first camera when I was 8, and I wanted to be a photographer pretty much from the age of about 16. But I didn't pursue it until I was at that life-changing moment of becoming a mother. And I was doing my photography alongside working part-time and built it up from there.
So how old is your daughter now?
She's 12.
Oh, so you've been doing it for 12 years, mm-hmm. sort of on and off, as you say, you know, around bringing up your daughter. So before you went on maternity leave, you were working in some other field, or...?
I was working in the third sector, and I was...
In the what, sorry?
The third sector. So I've worked at Shelter and Barnardo's doing corporate fundraising, quite different.
Very different.
Yeah, and also working in newspapers doing promotions.
Oh, right. Okay.
So different again.
Completely different.
Yes.
So got married, had children or one child, whatever. And then, right, now is the moment.
It was the right time to start. I had a friend who was at the same point as me, and we started together and we helped each other along, really. And without each other, we don't think we would have done it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were training at a local college part time or teaching yourself? Or
Self-taught.
Really?
Self-taught. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing, because I've got your website in front of me. Your photography is outstanding.
Bless your heart. That's very kind.
Thank you. And lots of different types of photography. I mean, there's quite a few celebrities on there, aren't there?
That's interesting. I've not looked at those for ages. That was through my work with the Scout Association. So when I worked at Barnardo's, I had a colleague of mine who moved to the Scout Association, and she knew I was starting to do photography at that time.
Right.
So she asked me to go along, and they did Scout badges, honorary Scout badges for certain celebrities. So I got to meet some rather amazing people.
I'm looking at Graham Norton and Stephen Fry, and is it Dara? I can't remember his name.
Dara Breen.
What's his name?
Dara Breen.
Dara Breen. And then we've got Ian Wright. Is it the footballer?
Yes.
So all of those were involved in that?
They were. I think it was PR for them. Yeah. So they gave them out to people that fitted what they wanted to do. There was the PR opportunity for photos and the press release. Yeah. So, yeah.
Great for your portfolio.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I loved it. It was awesome.
I'm not surprised. So you're completely self-taught. So you worked out which cam, what equipment you needed, and then just what, YouTube or photography manuals or the whole thing or none of those, or...?
Lots of different things, actually. I picked stuff up as I went along. I watched people very carefully when I watched other people photograph and what they did. So I picked things up as I went.
Yeah.
It's some YouTube, yeah.
Okay.
Some few seminars, things like that.
Crikey, so. It was obviously meant to be, wasn't it? Because, you know, you've clearly got a talent. I mean, there's, you know, we'll talk about the face-to-face in a moment, but, you know, there's the weddings, there's products, there's the headshots, there's portrait show. Which has been your favourite in the last 12 years?
Good question. I don't have a favourite. I love it all.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
So, do people normally come to you, or you go to them, or, you know, how does it work?
For stuff like family shoots, yeah, I'll go to them. I've got a portable studio, so I can go anywhere, which is great. And it's really good for businesses as well, because I can go and not disrupt their day and go in and do a bunch of headshots and then set up and leave. They don't have to come to me or go to a studio, so it's quite helpful.
What do you mean by portable studio, like a backdrop?
So it's lights, background support and a background, yeah. It's quite heavy to lug around. I have taken it up to London a few times, which is no mean feat.
Yeah. I mean, getting it on the car is one thing, but getting it from the car to the venue
up and downstairs, on the fifth floor, on the train,
painful.
Yeah. Yes,
painful. And so let's talk about the new venture. How this is Face to Face, and this is all about kind of empowering people who are coping with depression and anxiety through sort of photography. So tell us a bit more about that.
Well, it kind of came out, well, it did completely come out of my own personal journey with mental health. I've been in and out of talking therapy for about 25 years, and I was coming to the end of about in early 2018, and I decided I'd had enough of talking. I was tired of talking and I wanted to do something else. And I'd had this idea in my head for some time of a self-portrait shoot that I wanted to do. and it wanted it to be a certain way. So I was using a few props, which I don't use with the ladies that I shoot in the program. And I didn't know what I was going to expect from it, and I didn't know what I was going to get out of it, but I knew that I wanted to look myself in the eye, and I wanted to see what was going on. It was all in my head, and I needed a little bit of space in between my brain and what was going on.
Yeah.
And I did the shoot, I looked at the pictures, and it was quite difficult looking at some of the pictures, but what it did was it gave me a perspective that I'd never had before. I had a perspective on myself of suddenly I was able to give myself compassion, which I'd never done before. I suddenly started to look after myself much better, which I'd never done before. It was a catalyst for holistic self-care that was totally new to me, and it completely transformed my life. So from something that I just felt I had to do, it became something extraordinary for me personally. And then somebody said to me, why don't you see if you can offer it to other people?
Yeah, I mean, which is interesting itself. I'm just thinking about, you know, obviously you weren't taking the photos yourself, or
it was a self-portrait. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Technically, how easy is that to do? I mean, it's
pretty easy. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to know what you're doing, clearly. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're able to be completely on your own and just do it as you saw it, rather than being directed by a photographer who was saying.
Yeah, I had a very clear idea in my head about what images I wanted to create.
Yeah.
And how I wanted to be, and I was sitting with my most difficult emotions, so it was important that I was alone whilst I was doing that, because I didn't know what I was going to find and how difficult it
find
was going to be.
Yeah. Okay. And so the outcome of that photography session, you saw the images, and did you kind of see what you expected to see, or you saw something different and that kind of helped you?
It was ultimately extremely helpful, and it still is extremely helpful.
Yeah.
I do refer back to my images a lot. I didn't expect to see a woman that needed so desperately to be looked after by herself. I didn't expect that. I expected just to kind of maybe get some stuff out and have a pictorial record of it.
Yeah.
What I saw was quite difficult in some ways, and also what I saw was a beauty that I'd never seen when I look in the mirror. So I was able to see myself in emotional places of difficulty, but actually also see the beauty there and the vulnerability and the courage it took to do that. And suddenly I began to see myself totally differently. It was a whole new perspective I brought to my mental health.
Amazing.
And who I thought I was. And then I became something else. I became who I was meant to be. I became me. I didn't know who me was. People used to say to me, just be yourself. I don't know what that means. What is me? So this is what this shoot gave me.
Yeah.
It was over time, over a few months, but it was a catalyst for more and more self-awareness, self-knowledge, and with that, self-care and compassion.
And how long ago did you do the shoot?
It was April 2018.
Oh, okay. So we're coming up for 2 years. So you've had nearly 2 years of sort of revisiting those photos and sort of feeling strength from that and seeing yourself in a different way.
Yeah, and reminding me that I have courage and vulnerability.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And you know, it's a strength, it's a good thing, and I want to empower other women to feel that too.
So you've built this, I was going to say this session, I don't know what to call it, it's a process, isn't it? Face-to-face
yes,
is a process.
Yeah.
So you've already had some, it's ladies, isn't it, over 25, you've had some people already who've gone through the process?
Yes, I spent 2019 piloting it, so my first clients were January, and I've photographed 23 women in total.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I've had some, well, it's actually gone an awful lot better than I was hoping. I was hoping that some people might get some semblance of insight into themselves and a little bit of deeper understanding. I never expected it to be quite as extraordinary as it has been.
And obviously when you photographed yourself, you were able to choose how you would sit and look and pose and all of that.
Uh-huh.
When you've got someone in the studio who's probably arrived very nervous, I would imagine.
Yeah.
How do they kind of react to, obviously, they're in quite a vulnerable position, being sort of told how to sit and do and whatever.
It's very simple. It's a grey background. They sit on a stool or a chair, and they wear dark clothes and one light. But it's very simple setup because it's not about the theatre. It's about the emotion and who they are. And the whole thing is about me creating a safe space for them. So right from the outset, right from the moment I have a conversation with somebody who is interested in participating, it's about me creating a space where they feel that they can trust me, that they are not judged, and they're completely safe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
So every emotion is welcome. I actively encourage people to show anger and really sit with those difficult emotions, because the more you can connect with how you're feeling and what's going on for you, the bigger the benefit.
And do you find there's sort of an outpouring of emotions and they talk to you about what's going on in their head, or are they very closed off, or is it different for everybody?
It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
I have a pre-shoot chat at the beginning just to see how they are and what's going on for them that day, and just to explain the process again. And some people get emotional from that point. Some people get emotional when we start the shoot. Some people are ready to express themselves, but they're not quite ready to go that deep. So
okay.
there's some people don't quite go as far as they feel they can. But I always say to my clients is that your body will never let you do something that you're not ready to do. So if you're not ready to completely express something, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just that you're not ready. So some stuff comes out, some doesn't. Everyone is very, very different. And I go with the flow, and I see, and I read them individually, and each process is a unique process.
Interesting. and I know from some of your other photography work, and also from the shoot you did with yourself, where you've got, I think it's barbed wire.
Yeah.
I know with some of your creative, looking at your creative portfolio, there's a lot of sort of masks and things on there, and makeup and imagery. Do some people who come to face to face, do they want that? Or, you know, some people are hiding behind a mask or want to put up a facade or anything?
Oh, that's a great question. No. Some people ask me if that's something that they have to do, and
yeah.
I always say no.
Okay.
It adds something else that's not really necessary for
yeah.
me.
It's
about what's going on in there. You know, it's about looking at them in the eye and,
yeah.
and seeing what's going on there. It's not about everything else. So the plainer the possible, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I suppose some people who come, you know, with different kind of issues, depending on what it is, you know, if their issue is maybe about how they look, do they want makeup and hair and all that done? Or is it just you arrive, this is me,
so,
and the photographer makes the best of what they've got in front of them? I mean, you know, how does that work?
Okay, no, that's a great question too. So I ask people to come as they are.
Yeah.
I don't expect people to have any preconceptions of themselves or me. So I require them as much as they can possibly be to come as just exactly who they are. I don't have any expectation, and I don't want them to have expectations of themselves, because that's not what this is about. So it's normal hair and makeup. They can do what they like,
yeah.
as long as it's who they are. And then the process of the editing, I edit the same for everybody. So I might soften some lines like I did on myself with my shoot. You know,
oh, a bit of Photoshop. You mean?
A little bit of Photoshop. Yeah. But it's to distract from, hopefully to take people away from what they see, their insecurities about what they see when
yeah.
they look at pictures of themselves,
yeah.
to concentrate on the beauty of the emotions there and
okay.
the strength of that.
Okay. So people are mostly, in that case, coming with, let's look beyond how I actually look.
Absolutely.
It's what's deeper.
Yeah. And when we look at the gallery, when we have yeah. the gallery viewing together, that's one of the things I say to my clients is, imagine you're not looking at yourself. Imagine you're looking at somebody different. What would you say to them?
What are you seeing?
Yeah. yeah. What do you want for them?
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yes. And having that space between yourself and the computer, and seeing yourself slightly removed from your emotions, is really helpful to be able to do that.
Yeah. Okay. And how long do the sessions normally take? So you've got the pre kind of chat.
2 hours in total.
Yeah.
The longest shoot I've done was an hour and a half, but people generally know when they've done enough, and I will always check in and see how people are doing. I'm very sensitive to how people are.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's up to, everything's up to them. It's very important that they feel 100% in control,
yeah.
which they are totally.
Yeah. Okay. And then they get a gallery of photos to look at, and they choose a number of those to kind of...
They get the entire gallery
okay.
that I show them, and they get it in a beautiful book and a workbook as well, so they can work
yeah.
through it. And that's something that we do together
okay.
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Amazing. Well, we're coming to the end of the time,
Thank
but
you.
I did want to talk to you. I know there's something called the Holistic Healthcare Guide that you
yes,
have, that you offer, or...
Yes, I'm offering a free download for people if they'd like it. It's I'm very much believe in holistic healthcare, and so something that's come from the face to face program and my own shoot. And I really believe in you. There's no quick fix. You have to take it every part of your life. You have to look at every part of your life and change that. So it's a guide to help people look at their lives holistically. But it's really easy. So it's not like if you want to lose weight, these are the steps to lose weight. It's like if you want to lose weight, then eat one apple a day. And it's starting with little things.
Oh, okay. Step by step.
Yeah, but it's the small steps that will lead to the bigger ones. So I'm interested in getting people started. And this is what this guide kind of does. Yeah. It gives ideas for people where to start. But stuff that will easily fit into their day.
Perfect. Well, it's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you.
So unfortunately we're all out of time. So it just remains to ask how people would find the website and obviously be able to download that guide. What's the website address?
It's katharinechatryn.co.uk.
And Katharyn is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, chatman.co.uk. So thank you very much, Katharyn. Great. It's been great talking to you. Best of luck with that venture.
Thank you very much.
So that was Katharyn Chatman of Face to Face.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.